Hello and welcome to Let's Talk with Chuck. I hope everybody's having a good evening. Mine's very chill, relaxed, as always. But I feel like tonight was a good night to talk about this episode. Let's talk about our inner demons. We all have inner demons, and sometimes they get the best of us. Or we're constantly fighting them to do right by ourselves or others. And there's some that have conquered them. And for those, I tip my hat to you. It doesn't get easier. It doesn't get easy at all, honestly. And all we want to do is be the best versions of ourselves. For ourselves or for our loved ones. But times get tough, things don't go according to plan, so we resolve to a bad decision, and we all do that, or we have all done that. But we can learn from it too, in realizing that each decision you make, going back to your old ways or letting your inner demons win, just show a lot of problems in your near future, you know? So I can preach about it all night, all day, about what you have to do and lead by example, but at the end of the day, it's actually what you can do and how you can fight them. Like I said, every day doesn't get easy. Or it doesn't get easier. And it never will. As I said, was saying earlier, I sometimes have the urge to just, you know, not want to go to the gym. And just not do anything and just be swallowed in my and my anger or my sadness, because those are what my demons are. That's what they try to do, make me feel less of a person, or make me feel nothing, or make me feel like that I need to be an asshole towards the whole world. And pardon my language, but and it's easier to push everybody away. It's easier to give in to temptation. We've all had temptations, whether it was foul play or going back to a certain substance or whatever. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm not. We've all done what we've done, and neither we learn from it or we don't. But as long as you can learn from it, there's always hope for the future. Yourself. So I think that people give up too easily, or they don't think they can change at all, which is a really big thing. They think that they're fighting these demons all alone, and they're not. Or they choose to for a few reasons. They neither think that nobody would care, or they think they have to do it alone, or no matter what, things will just always be the same, and it's not, you know. And it's something that we humans, we are very, very stubborn. At least I can say I'm one, and I try my best. I really do, because I want to be a good son, one day be a good husband, be a good father, a good friend, a good brother, a good uncle, a good cousin, all of it, anything and everything that you can think of, you know. And sometimes we do get tested. We don't know how to go about it, because sometimes it's unexpected, and these demons that lurk in your head, they don't go away. In my opinion, they'll never go away. You just have to keep them locked up, or show them that you're in charge of your own destiny and your own decision making and your own decision in life. And so everybody in this world can beat them. You're not alone fighting them. You never have been. Because that was the thing for me. And I used to think that nobody cared about them, honestly. So I decided to fight them on my own. And I lost every time, making bad decisions after bad decisions after bad decision. And I would make an excuse, like a little kid that just wet his bed. And it was a very upsetting thing for me, because it was showcasing my who I was, or who I falsely was. You know, I was just this scared, upset kid, teenager, young man, however you want to voice it, and would blame or make excuse of those things. In all reality, I made those decisions like anybody else has in their life, a bad one, and chose to make an excuse of it, when really it was made feed into what those inner demons were telling me, you know. And some people are still like that. I have gotten better. I am surrounded by loved ones to guide me through my path. And if you can do it all on your own, that's awesome. It really is. But you also need to remember that you have people in your corner. You have to let people know what you're going through, what you're fighting. Because if they have no idea, then you can't be angry with them. It's a two-way street. And some people don't think that way. Once again, I was one of those people. So, you live and you learn, and you grow. Like I said, if you do your own, do it all on your own, I give you props. I really do. But it's never wrong to have help in anything in this world. Zero. Does it make you feel less of a person? Every decision you make has a consequence, you know? Just like, same thing with those demons. Whenever you listen to them and you make a poor one, it alters the future of who you're going to be, or how your relationship's going to be on the next level of a friendship, or with a partner, or your aspect. Do you take two steps back, or you take a step forward and just shut them out? It never gets easy. It will never get easier. Because life will always throw a curveball at you. And you can't just give up. Sometimes we just gotta take the hits and keep pushing forward, you know? So I'll say this to you. Do I ever think you're alone? You matter. And keep fighting a good fight. Those demons will never beat you. So this is going to be a short episode. I'm going to reload with another one very shortly. Probably by Friday or Saturday, because I owe that to you guys. So, the next episode will probably be a good one for you guys, I feel like. But until then, peace.